Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director here at the National Hurricane Center, talking to you live from Miami this morning with an update on Tropical Storm Karen here at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Central. Karen is centered over the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. Not very well organized, but we have continued to have reconnaissance planes flying into the system, and based on those data, we have maintained the intensity of the system at 60 miles an hour. That's what the maximum sustained winds are. But of course, that's not occurring everywhere on every side of the circulation. It is certainly lopsided, with the majority of the remaining thunderstorm activity and the stronger winds on the eastern side of the circulation, with an exposed low-level center off to the west of all of that weather. So it is suffering from the effects of wind shear. There does appear to be some opportunity, though, in the next couple of days, for a variety of reasons, for it to maybe strengthen a little bit before it makes its way onshore somewhere in the northern Gulf this weekend. There is some opportunity for it to strengthen maybe close to hurricane status, so we still have a hurricane watch in effect for the western Florida panhandle, Alabama, Mississippi coastlines, and southeast Louisiana. The first area that may see the direct effects from Karen would be southeastern Louisiana, where there's a tropical storm warning in effect. That is not inclusive of the New Orleans metropolitan area, where you are under a tropical storm watch. The center of Karen expected to move slowly northward over the next day to day and a half. Eventually, this weekend, it's going to take a turn to the northeast and accelerate. But we still have today and maybe tonight in some areas to prepare in the tropical storm warning area. But by overnight tonight, the conditions might start going downhill. Again, we're not explicitly forecasting hurricane strength, but it's going to be close, potentially. So again, that's why the hurricane watch. Always a number of hazards to contend with, whether or not you're talking about a Category 1 hurricane or a high-end tropical storm. We have, obviously, the wind hazard to deal with, especially at the coast, but to some distance inland, depending on how strong it is when it comes ashore. But the water hazards we really want to focus on, because plenty of times in the past a tropical storm has caused problems with both storm surge at the coastal areas and inland flooding. With regard to storm surge, it depends on exactly where you are, what the potential is, and it, of course, depends on the exact track and strength of Karen when it comes ashore. But there are areas where you could see storm surge flooding above ground level of 3 to 5 feet. Some of the more vulnerable areas here in the north central Gulf Coast, that's where that could occur. And even outside of the cone of uncertainty, in the Florida Big Bend, we could see something like 2 to 4 feet above ground level. And then rainfall, both coastal and inland, as this comes ashore and interacts with the front, 4 to 8 inches possible in a number of spots. So be very mindful that this is not just a coastal event, and pay attention to any instructions coming from your local emergency management officials. By following those instructions and heeding local warnings, everybody should be able to stay safe during Karen. That's it from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.